Ladies and gentlemen,
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world,
some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you?
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah, honey, you know I love you more than what I should. Yeah.
Live to Channel 9. Good morning, Dean.
Now, were you gone?
Yes, I was gone, and several of the lovely listeners, and I mean this with all sincerity, 130, 140 of them, they were all great. You know, wouldn't you think you'd get one chucklehead in the bunch, or somebody that just go, man, I'm going to throw you in the Vltava River.
Right.
But no, they were all great. And several times, it wasn't just the two or three I mentioned to the other day, several times they went, having a good time, moron.
Nice. Nice, nice. I had, I mentioned to Justin yesterday that at the AIDS walk this past Saturday, I had a couple of people in the crowd, as we're fighting for HIV and AIDS, yell out to me, hey, moron.
Hey, it's the moron.
Yeah, love that.
Had you been to Prague?
I have never been. I've always wanted to go, though.
You got to go.
Yeah.
Everybody should go. And you know, this Steve Bertrand travel thing, I'd never done one of these before. There's people on this that have gone five times, six times, seven times.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big deal. So nice job by Steve and all the people that he works with in that regard.
Do you have to bunk with him when you're
I insisted that he not be on the trip. Yeah, I said, I'm only going with Steve if you're not
Steve
going.
Steve does not come. Yeah.
Now, you know from food, lovely people, Glenn and Julia, run a place called Little Italian Pizza in Naperville on Bailey Road.
Love it already.
And it's 373 East Bailey Road, Little Italian Pizza. And I, you know, I'm not far from there a lot of my time.
That's my spot.
You know it?
I love Little Italian.
I've not had it.
Oh, what kind of style pizza is it?
Well,
Joe?
My favorite part
the good
is that
kind?
They put the ingredients underneath the cheese.
Oh, okay.
That's one of the best
parts. Yeah, because I've noticed people are either the underneath the cheese or on top of the cheese.
Well, the Glenn and Julia people, they could not be nicer, so I'm going to go check their joint out. And Dean, you know, it's a small world. Dean, I don't know if you know this. It's a small world. So one of my better friends from high school, one of my best friends from high school, gets married to a wonderful woman named Anne Marie. Well, Anne Marie's got a really close friend here in Chicago, Julie. Julie and Dave were on the trip.
Hmm.
So from my little upstate New York town to Chicago to Prague. How about that?
The world is this big.
Yeah. Hey, watch that. I'm seeing your hand gesture.
Holding my fingers close together. Wait a minute. Hang on. I just want to write this down. You said it's a small world. I've got an idea for a song I want to send to the Disney people.
Yeah, get on it. Absolutely. And I kept in mind your real estate background while I was there.
Yeah.
And I made a...
did you buy a castle?
I made an offer in crowns on the castle. Now, the exchange rate is 23, 24 to 1.
Yeah.
So I thought these people are going to be impressed. It turns out the castle and the surrounding grounds, 50, 100 acres, whatever it is, are worth quite a bit of money. But I had 200 crowns left over, which is about 10 bucks. And I said, right now, cash, right now. And that's when the security threw me down a hill. They just tossed me and watched me roll down a hill.
They're like, couldn't Hochberg just help you with the financing?
He had already been in the back room refining the entire place.
Oh. They're like, get out of here, you bobette!
Not to get political about the whole thing, but I'm just wondering how Americans are viewed there.
Let me tell you, they love Americans, but here's a change. And this isn't just Republicans. This is Democrats, too. But I had at least a half dozen people say they felt sorry for us and sorry for America.
Mm. Wow.
That's the world we're living in.
A little bit like a funeral. They're like, so sorry.
Yeah. So sorry. You're so screwed up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not good.
Did anyone reference Al Capone when they heard you're from Chicago?
There was a couple of references to that. Like, why do you people have crime tours?
It's my favorite thing when I'm abroad and somebody goes, oh, Chicago, Al Capone, bang, right. Bang, bang, bang.
You get Al Capone, Oprah, Michael Jordan, and pizza. Those are your things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I did get you some goulash. It's in one of my overnight carry-on bags.
Great. Thank you. Yeah.
All right, here's what's coming up. Neil deGrasse Tyson. Colbert loves him. He's on all the time.
He does, but I got to credit Stephen Colbert big time. He is really, really close friends with him. And his first question when he sat down was about the sexual assault allegations. That is a responsible interviewer right there.
Yeah. Well, that's
he was there to promote a book, but Colbert asked him an uncomfortable question. And, you know, that's because that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, but Colbert's not a journalist, so it's good that he did, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good that he stood up. By the way, Dean, not shying away from any of this, will often ask about my hobby of shoplifting. Mm-hmm. You know? So, Alex Trebek news, and it's not good. Tyler Perry, Nick Jonas, Abbey Road in the top five.
I love
five.
Her.
In the top five again, Billy Joel as well.
Isn't that your granddaughter, Abbey Road?
That's Abigail Grace.
Abigail Road.
Yeah, Abigail Grace. Yeah. And little Isaac, who I miss because I haven't seen him in a few days.
Aww.
But here's the thing, Dean. I think you can tell something about somebody from the stuff they watch on the airplane.
Ah, I was going to ask you. Did you watch good movies on the plane?
British Airways, lovely airline, by the way. Here's what I watched. I watched the only three episodes they had of season 7 of Veep. And I'd seen him before. I watched the Ron Howard documentary on Pavarotti.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Good movie.
I watched a very moving documentary called They Will Never Grow Old about World War One soldiers.
That's the one with actual footage from World War One that was restored by Lord of the Rings director Peter Jackson. It's amazing to watch that film.
I watched Toy Story 4.
And Peter Jackson also made that. Restored that.
And I watched It Was 50 Years Ago Today, which was a story of making the Sgt. Pepper album.
Oh, cool.
And I don't remember watching any movies beyond that. So let's review. Toy Story.
4.
Documentary on the Beatles. Documentary on World War One. And three episodes of Veep.
A child that likes history.
I think my ADD may have been showing just a wee bit. All right, we'll come back to all that entertainment stuff in just a second. First at 8:18.
You'll be calling his name. Dean Rich.
Back with Dean Richards, live from Channel 9. Dean, what are you wearing?
I have a suit on, blue shirt.
Okay, just in case someone's watching you. Just want to make sure they can pick you out from all the others on the show. You know, just trying to help, that's all. You know me. That's one of those moron services I provide.
Didn't HR tell you to quit calling me and asking me what am I wearing? Have you not learned your lesson?
Oh, wait, I have that note right here. All right, Neil deGrasse Tyson, friends with Colbert, shows up on the show. What happened?
Very, very good friends with him. In fact, Colbert even said he is his favorite guest on the show because he's a big science nerd. But Neil deGrasse Tyson, about a year ago, was accused of sexual abuse by several women, something for which his employers said that they did months of investigation and found that there was nothing to it and brought him back to his job again. They didn't exactly say he was exonerated, but he still has his job from the whole thing. So this is still pending. He pretty much has not made any appearances whatsoever in the past year until last night when he was on Stephen Colbert, and Colbert asked him what he learned in the past year.
I learned that I had friends in time of need and in time of stress. That's what I learned from this year. And you know, as a scientist, most of my time I'm just thinking objectively about the world, thinking a little less about emotion, about feelings, about and when I needed it most, people were there for me. Again, family, friends, and fans. Especially fans.
So social media on this is not exactly responding positively.
I would think they'd crush him for that because he didn't mention how the women may have felt.
Exactly right. One posting in particular kind of sums it up and says that's an oddly weak response. He's talking about his own support network, but not what any of the women may have felt during this whole time.
Wow. He actually may have stirred it up again. There's bad Alex Trebek news this morning, I guess.
Yeah, there is. He did a pretty extensive interview with CTV in Canada talking about his stage 4 pancreatic cancer that seemed to have went into remission, but now apparently is coming back with a fury. And he is saying that he's back on chemotherapy again. It's causing sores around his mouth. that makes it difficult for him to speak. And even though everybody's being very nice to him right now, he sees that he may have to leave the show permanently because of that. It's not at that point just yet. He says that he's lived a good life. He's lived a full life.
Wow.
And he may be ending, nearing the end of that life. And he says if it happens, he's not afraid. 79 years old.
God bless him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tyler Perry and an old nemesis.
Tyler Perry was criticized very heavily by Spike Lee at one time for his Madea character.
Yep.
Spike Lee called it, quote, coonery and buffoonery. So they have not been the best of friends through the years.
I'm guessing.
Tyler Perry, over the weekend, opened up a brand new movie studio complex. It's one of the biggest movie studio complexes in America. It's right near downtown America. Ironically, it sits on 333 acres that used to be a Confederate Army base. So it's a very, very big deal. 12 sound stages on this lot.
And where is it?
Just outside downtown Atlanta.
Atlanta, okay.
And the each of the sound stages is named after a pioneer in black filmmaking. And one of those, Tyler Perry, named after Spike Lee.
Wow.
And said that...
Who's the bigger man?
Right, exactly, in giant pumps. Said that he and Spike Lee smoothed things over a couple of years ago and just agreed to disagree. But he says you can't deny what Spike Lee has meant for black filmmaking.
Good for him. Yeah. Dean's talking about Nick Jonas and Abbey Road as well this morning. But give me Billy Joel before we run out of time.
Billy Joel noticed some regulars at a concert that he was doing at Madison Square Garden, super fans that you know show up at the concerts all the time. He talked to them and found out it was their 100th show. And he said, well, when you decide to do your 101st show, you let me know, and it's going to be on me. That happened over the weekend. He picked up the tab for 4 tickets for the show and also backstage passes.
Well, that's nice.
Nice guy.
Yeah, he is a good guy. With tiny hands. Ever tell you that? I met him, and I love Billy Joel. He's my favorite artist of all time, and not just because I look like him. But tiny hands. I'm thinking, I actually said to him, I go, Billy, how do you play piano that fast and that well with hands your size? And then that's when he punched me.
Well, you know what they say.
And I had it coming.
The old saying, tiny hands, tiny gloves.
Yes. I like the other old saying, tiny hands, great pianist. See you, buddy.
Moron.
Ah, you're a moron, too. Glad to be back.